Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is October 2nd, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're kind of going live on emergency tonight, given the situation in this nation and given the fact that the enemy has made an announcement by events happening within the earth that may not look like they are connected, but they are. And we are going to get into all of this with you. It is Yom Kippur today. It is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. It's the Day of Atonement. It's a day of repentance. It's a day that it's believed that God from his court weighs the matters of men and nations. And there are some things colliding right now that have happened on a collision course that are so prophetic and so incredible how this is happening that I decided to go live on emergency tonight to talk about it. So we're going to open up in prayer in just a few minutes. I'm watching people jump in the chat right now. I see New Jersey. Hello to you. Hello in California. Guatemala. Hello to our friends in Guatemala. Our international audience coming in. Kentucky, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Las Vegas. Welcome, welcome. Let's see. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Australia. Hello to our wonderful friends in Australia watching tonight. West Virginia, Mora, New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York. We're happy to have you with us. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Indiana, Missouri, Georgia, St. Augustine, Florida, Mesa, Arizona. I see Yakima, Washington, Pennsylvania, multiple Pennsylvanias coming in, multiple New Jerseys as well. I see Wisconsin. Let's see who else is coming in. Phoenix, Arizona, Kentucky, as well as Mississippi. Blessings, blessings to you all. Oh, hello, Tracy. Tracy, I think that's Hebrew writing. I think she's writing in Hebrew on the chat. Hello to you. Shalom, shalom. Newark, New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Newark, New Jersey. Oregon as well. Let's see who else is coming in. Michigan. Oh, I'm watching as the chat's going. Texas. Hello to our friends in Texas coming in, as well as multiple Californias. New Zealand. Hello to our wonderful friends in New Zealand who are watching us. They're probably about 13 hours ahead of us approximately, if I could guess correctly here. Illinois as well. Shalom to all of you. Happy Yom Kippur. Let's see who else is coming in. I see multiple New Yorks, Hollywood, Colorado, Iowa as well. And hello to everybody else coming in. Arkansas, we're coming to Arkansas in October. We're going to be announcing it soon, but we are coming to Cabot, Arkansas in October to the Edge Church. So in the coming weeks, you'll be hearing all about that as well. And hello in Alaska as well. God bless you in Alaska who are watching today. Bahamas. Hello to our friends in the Bahamas and our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We're going to open up in prayer, being that this is, we always open up in prayer, but a day of repentance. It's the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. And so it's wonderful that we have Esther in the office sleeping on Yom Kippur. So she's here. She's here taking a nap while we're going to do this. And so let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord, because there's a lot to talk about tonight as far as prophetically explosive things that are happening within points in the earth that are connected, profoundly connected, including in the United States of America. So we're going to be talking about this nation quite a bit tonight as well. So let's open up in prayer, humble ourselves before the Lord, and we will begin tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. We repent before you. We turn from those things that are unpleasing and unacceptable to you, Father God. Lord, to repent is to love what God loves. It's to hate what God hates. It's to change your mindset. It's to change your actions. And we humble ourselves before you on this Yom Kippur. Forgive us, Lord. Wash us and cleanse us by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we praise you that he paid the price in full. He said it is finished at Calvary, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. When he died, he descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back into heaven where he is ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names. He is the only way to the Father, and he is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your might, your power, the weight of your glory fall, Father God. Your truth, Father God, let it mightily go forth tonight. Father, lead and guide us, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps tonight, Lord. Order my words as we mightily go forth in you. Let them have precision, Father God, for what you want said. Father, we just ask you, be our front and rear guard, Father God, tonight, as we go forth mightily in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place, to surround above and below of this property, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God, as we go forth tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, witchcraft, spells, incantations, voodoo, sorcery, and curses of any kind. We command in the name of Jesus Christ that all be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, let every curse that attempts to be sent be reversed upon the heads of the sender sevenfold in the name of Jesus Christ, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we are certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We're receptacles for your glory. Every breath we take is because you gave us that. We owe you every breath, Father. You are Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he that liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore. Father, we praise you. Take all the glory for yourself as we go forth tonight. We humbly submit to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen to that. Oh, I felt the presence of the Lord on that. Welcome to those who are jumping in. If you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it. Like and subscribe. We're going live on emergency, kind of. I wasn't necessarily planning because we got Eric Trump coming on tomorrow, but then my spirit was stirred. I saw what was going on. I was compelled to go on live, and God bless my team for jumping on with me because these things happen sometimes. Okay. Now, before we get into what the bomb that has just gone off in this nation, I want to say something briefly because it's Yom Kippur. Right now, actively, there are Christians being butchered and slaughtered in Nigeria. Butchered and slaughtered right now by Islamists. And conservative bigwigs and podcasters are completely mum about it for the most part, because blaming Israel for everything is far more lucrative to their platforms than bringing attention to the fact that innocent people are being slaughtered right now in Nigeria for their faith. Now, this is, in my humble opinion, those Christian villages either need to be relocated or they need to be heavily armed. And if leadership in Nigeria won't do it, then the surrounding African nations should. Hey, if the U.S. is so willing to arm and send weapons to Ukraine, well, why don't we just help these Christian villages instead and actually assist the people of God? Wouldn't that be a nice gesture from our United States government? So I wanted to say that because it's Yom Kippur and because of what's happening, we need to intercede for them. They really need to be armed. We need to intercede for them, and these people either need to be relocated or they need to be armed. This needs to be said. This is disgusting. This is Ishmael trying to take a birthright. This is innocent blood being shed. And the Lord is going to exact the wage upon the leaders of these nations that turned a blind eye, that held hands in the dark with the Islamists. The Lord is going to exact the wage for that innocent blood being shed upon your head. And that judgment is coming down this Yom Kippur. That needs to be said. Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's get into what's happening in this nation. We're going to jump from this nation to others, but you're going to see this is all connected. So Yom Kippur is today, holiest day on the Jewish calendar, Day of Atonement, Day of Repentance. Yom Kippur began yesterday at sundown, October 1st, 2025. The government of the United States also shut down the same day as the beginning of Yom Kippur, October 1st, 2025, 10-1-2025, okay, equals 9/11. I want you to think about this for a second, because the pattern continues. The day of Yom Kippur this year and the day of the government shutdown beginning not only converge and collide, but the date itself, 10-1-2025 equals 9-11. 10 plus 1 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 9-11. The government shuts down on a date that literally means 9-11 in Yom Kippur. The day of repentance happens on a date that equals 9-11. So Yom Kippur 9-1-1, repent 9-1-1. That is what that means. That is what yesterday means. Repent 9-1-1. There is an urgency to this. You think the Lord is trying to convey a message to the leadership of the United States after the tragedy that occurred September 10th, 2025? You think maybe he's trying to convey that to Congress, to vile agendas, to the heads of the donkeys and the elephants, maybe even to the heads of Turning Point themselves? Do you think maybe the Lord is trying to allow a message, a very staunch message, to be conveyed here? Repent 9-1-1. The alarm is being sounded tonight. This is the alarm. This is the alarm. Now, September 10th to October 1st, September 10th was the tragic, tragic day of what happened to Charlie Kirk. September 10th to October 1st, when the shutdown happens, the beginning of Yom Kippur, is 21 days. 21 days separates that. I'm going to say this, 21 is a very important number to the kingdom of darkness. If you look in our nation, it's 21 to drink, 21 to gamble, right? You see a certain age limit on all the vices that we seem to have in this nation. It's a very, very important number. And it's very interesting. I'm just pointing that out as a side note of that. Now, the government shutdown happens the same day Yom Kippur begins. So the government shutdown and Yom Kippur, the day of repentance, the day of atonement, of all days, this could have happened. The government shuts down on that day. Of all days. Now, this is from CBS News. Government shutdown live updates as funding impasse stretches into the second day. Now, it says the 2025 federal government shutdown stretched into the second day on Thursday with no signs of an imminent resolution as Republicans and Democrats traded accusations of who is to blame for the funding lapse. Guess what? If they'd all just stop and repent, this would be over with. Can I just be honest about that? Repent 911. I mean, I don't know how much more clear this could be, but they're both accusing each other when really what the Lord wants is for both sides to humble themselves before the Lord on this day of Yom Kippur before the nation. That is what needs to happen. There is going to be some serious humblings. There's no accident that this is happening like this after what we just experienced in September. After what we just experienced in September, it is no accident that this is happening the way it is. Now, I want to read to you an excerpt from a word from the Lord, because we're going to get into some things that are happening with this. So September 13th, 2022, word from the Lord. Rosh Hashanah, says the Lord, one of the most strategic and pivotal falls and removals shall take place during that time. Well, we're in that time because Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is separated by the 10 days of awe. Rosh Hashanah, says the Lord, one of the most strategic and pivotal falls and removals shall take place during this time. For a dark horse is coming forth and leadership shall be overthrown and challenged. One shall even be a coup and reported as such, a political coup, so strategic in its planning and timing that you shall see leaders around this country, I, the Lord, speak of, you shall see them fumble their words and visibly quake. Now, we're going to put up an article for you. That was from September 13th, 2022. So the Lord was eyeing the high holy days around that time. So Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur around that time. Ocasio-Cortez eyeing Senate or White House bid. Now, keep that on the side of your mind for a minute because we are going to come back to that in a moment. But I want you to remember this, that these articles are starting to come out because the Democratic Party in the middle of this is falling apart and the Republican Party isn't going to be far behind if they don't stop. The Democrat Party is falling apart. There appears to be a coup happening. There appears to be an attempting dethroning of Chuck Schumer. Now, I'm going to show you something interesting that just dropped in my spirit here. Isn't Chuck short for Charles or Charlie? Is Chuck short for Charles or Charlie? We have to look this up. Our team's going to look this up for me because I have a feeling that Chuck is short for Charles or Charlie. Okay, people are writing yes in the chat, but let's see here because I don't want to make this point unless it's unless we're good here with this, because there's something. I'm just going to say this. You have a Charlie Kirk in September falling. You have a I think it's Charles. I think Chuck and Charles are synonymous. Yes? Okay. And you have a Charles Schumer, also known as Chuck Schumer, being dethroned in October. I'm just telling you, there seems to be a bit of a pattern forming here. What is Chuck Schumer's middle name? Does he have a middle name? Okay, can we find his middle name, please? Charles Schumer's middle name. We are watching an implosion happen and one attempting to arise. That false goddess Ishtar is attempting to raise up another woman within that party. Around this time, and something happened, and I'm going to show it to you, and you're going to make the connection. Something happened, of all places, in Nepal, and we'll get to that, that actually, in the realm of the spirit, is tied to what's going on here. So we're watching this implosion happen. We're watching a coup within the Democratic Party, it appears. We are watching this overthrow. Here, I'm just going to, hold on 1 second, guys. Let me see here. Oh, I have to look to where. Wait a second. I have to find it. I'm looking for it. I can't see the chat. Oh, yes, I can see it now. Okay. Group chat. Okay. Let's see. Charles Ellis Schumer. Interesting. Okay. Like Ellis Island, like where all the immigrants came in. That's interesting that his name is Ellis. Just an interesting side note. Okay. Let's go back to this now. So we're watching an implosion happen. We are watching a false convert arise. We are watching this false principality and power of Ishtar attempting to raise up another woman, and I'm going to prove this to you, in the ranks. And there is a door attempting to be opened right now in the middle of what should be repentance and atonement. There is a door attempting to be opened in this nation before the midterms to create a vacuum for the 2020 election. That is being attempted. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of words from the Lord's having to do with Chuck Schumer, because I think he's a part of New York. I think he is a part of the leadership in Congress of New York, if I'm not mistaken. And New York's in trouble, New York City, if they don't repent, and they don't repent fast. But May 14th, 2021, I'll give you two. So the first one is May 14th, 2021. Chuck Schumer's face, watch amidst this election reform hearings what comes of him. For the clock has struck 12 for many, and now I, the Lord thy God, shall judge the governmental leaders, players, puppets, and jesters. October 15th, 2022, same month that we're in now, but 3 years ago. Watch the Schumer family for major events to occur as they have shook their fist at Almighty God. They have mocked, they have led a rebellion of unholiness. And now I, the Lord thy God, shall bring my decision down. Repent, says the Lord, repent. Repent 911. For my decision cannot be undone by man, says the Lord of hosts. So there's two things that we're watching unfold here. We're watching this repent 911 message go out because the government shutdown happened on the same day as Yom Kippur, right? But this is also then a time of a judging of leadership around the world. This is a time of judging of those in Congress. This is a time of God weighing them in the scales and saying, mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. So we are watching that actively happen through this. And it's just, the Democrats are attempting. Now, this is what you sow, you shall reap. Word of God says it. Chuck Schumer, and this is just being dropped in my spirit now. Chuck Schumer was involved in the dethroning of Joe Biden. Chuck Schumer was involved when they decided to do the bait and switch and remove Biden as the candidate for the 2024 election and switch Kamala Devi Harrison. Chuck Schumer was involved in that. Now, what you sow, you shall reap. Chuck Schumer finds himself in the middle of a dethroning himself at the hands of a woman, because AOC wants his position, and demons are not loyal. So the demonic principalities and the powers that influence these people, they're not loyal, and they don't play fair. And so it's interesting, what he was involved with against Biden has now been a reversal, and now the same, in a similar way, is involved against him. Now, let's put up the article from the New York Post, please. Democrats facing crisis as more than 2 million voters leave party in 4 years. Isn't that how many Jews left Egypt? Isn't 2 million around how many Jews made the exodus out of Egypt? I think that's it's a ballpark number, but I think it was around 2 million Jews that made the exodus out of Egypt. And here we are on Yom Kippur, right? And over 2 million Democrats have left the party in 4 years. That is a crisis. It is the great exodus. We are watching that timeline in a way play out again. Now, October 12th, 2024 was Yom Kippur last year. I delivered a word from the Lord on Yom Kippur last year. And trust me, I feel one stirring. So in the coming week, there might be a word that comes forth. But October 12th, 2024, word from the Lord on Yom Kippur. I want to read to you part of this word because we're experiencing it now. So this word was given a year ago. What was said in this word, we are experiencing now. And let me read it to you because you're going to see some words in this that have come up recently that I've spoken about even in broadcast recently. So you're going to see this in this word from the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, call to me, my children, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Call to me in an hour of pressure, in an hour of uprising and attacks, says the Lord. Call unto me as you go through the narrowest and most treacherous part of this valley for your nation's deliverance, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the lots have been cast, says the Lord. The lots have been cast in my courts. Righteous lots have been cast and within the earth. Wicked lots have been cast to attempt one last plan to destroy opponents and their families, says the Lord. Wicked lots are being cast during the holiest of times, which is Yom Kippur, says the Lord. And it is, capitals, a violation of my order, says the Lord. How dare you take what is holy and desecrate it with corrupt plans to rob a nation of its inheritance, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, I am weighing former presidents in this hour. Remember, this is last October. I am weighing their deeds. I am judging their walk and how men have interfered in my capital matters for their own gain to hold on to a control that I, the Lord, have commanded they let go of. Yet they have not heeded. They have not yielded. And they, in their puffed up pride and arrogance, think their presence is what will save a crumbling vessel that sold out to darkness, that betrayed the one who sat in the highest seat of the land. Now this part, I just spoke about this last broadcast. So this part, I'll speak about it after, but this part I want you to listen. As Jezebel so betrayed to keep a death grip on power in the land, so you have seen such happen in this nation. And now those in this hour have risen up to attempt to prop up a corrupt and diseased branch in a shell of a woman who has sold out to darkness to pretend to be light, to masquerade as such. Capitals. And says the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth. Hear ye this day, those who dwell in America. The Lord strong and mighty has taken the judgment seat. And in this hour, the dark deeds that men and women have executed, those dark deeds, listen to the wording, now testify against them. For the spirits that influence such are being judged as well, and they are willing to give you up. And you shall tumble down a cliff of charges that your hands so built. Your household is not safe, says the Lord, for you were warned, O heads of the donkeys. You were warned, O heads of the Republicans. You were warned, O cabinet. You were warned, O queen of darkness, who thinks she is secure. However, says the Spirit, your seat is far from secure. O Trumps, this is the most treacherous part. Cleave to me, seek me, walk in my ways, walk circumspectly before me and with reverence for my covering shall stay upon you as you do such. Do not get ahead of the Lord in this time, but follow me with all your heart and gird up your loins, which is ready for battle, for this narrow road ahead. For you must have the heart of a shepherd who slew a giant, protected his flock, put down the Philistines, sought the Lord with all his heart, though very flawed, David chased after me, the Lord his God. Now, this was from October 12th, 2024. And I want to point out a few things in here because we just experienced this. So this was last year, this word given, but we just experienced it. Call to me in an hour of pressure, in an hour of uprising and attacks. Okay? So when the Lord says hour, it's a shorter period of time. Many times to me, in the words, when he gives it to me, it's a year or less. Okay, many times. Call to me in an hour of pressure, in an hour of uprising and attacks, says the Lord. Call unto me as you go through the narrowest and most treacherous part of this valley. So October 12th, he's saying you're going to have uprising and attacks now, and you're about to go through the most narrow and treacherous part of the valley for your nation's deliverance. So we were entering that last Yom Kippur. And then he talks about lots being cast. Haman cast lots for the day of destruction of his opponents, right? And so the Lord warns about that. But if you go down more, he talks about weighing former presidents in this hour, their deeds, judging their walk, right? And we all saw what came out with the Russia collusion and all of that. But the next part is what I want to focus on for a minute. As Jezebel so betrayed to keep a death grip on power in the land, so you have seen such happen in this nation. And now those in this hour, right, this period of time, have risen up to attempt to prop up a corrupt and diseased branch and a shell of a woman. Now, do you remember there was that publication recently called Jezebel that hired witches on Etsy to attempt to curse Charlie Kirk? As Jezebel so betrayed to keep a death grip on power in the land. You see, it's you're dealing Ishtar, Jezebel, all of that, that all runs in the same circle. Those spirits that inhabited Jezebel and that false goddess of Ishtar, they're in the same circle. And this was what was said last October. And this was on Yom Kippur. And in it, there was a judgment in it. And the Lord said, through the Holy Spirit, and says the Spirit, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth, hear ye this day, those who dwell in America, the Lord strong and mighty has taken the judgment seat. And in this hour, this period of time, the dark deeds that men and women have executed, look at the wording, just look at the wording that what's being said, the dark deeds that men and women have executed, right after this part about Jezebel. Dark deeds that men and women have executed, those dark deeds now testify against them, for the spirits that influence such are being judged as well, and they are willing to give you up. And you shall tumble down a cliff of charges that your hands so built. Your household is not safe, says the Lord, for you were warned, O heads of the donkeys. You were warned, O heads of the Republicans. You were warned, O cabinet. You were warned, O queen of darkness, who thinks she is secure. However, says the Spirit, your seat is far from secure. That was last October 12th, 2024. And we're all watching what is unfolding. Now, while this is happening on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, where you have to atone, where you have to repent, the government is shut down on the same day that Yom Kippur begins, where the date equals 9/11. The government of the United States is being warned to repent. Congress, the heads of Congress, are being warned to repent right now. There are other organizations right now that are being warned to repent. This is why it's a shutdown, because if the repentance doesn't come, if the humbling doesn't come, the shutdown is going to be greater than what we see now. That's why it's repent 911. That's what that day equals yesterday. Repent 911. You're getting shut down because there needs to be repentance. That is what needs to happen. Now, in other areas of the earth, events happen within the past 24 hours that are connected to this, and I'm going to show you how. So, and we'll go back to this. In Manchester, England, on Yom Kippur, a synagogue was brutally attacked. And this is the AP News. So on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, a Jewish temple where there is an altar has an attack on the holiest day. And at least two people are killed, and that blood is shed inside a temple. Now, England and the U.S. are connected. They're not only connected by the Revolutionary War and what happened, but they are connected by the outcries of Amalek that are happening in both nations, that are arising more and more to attempt to take a birthright. That's not theirs. This occurs on Yom Kippur in Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue. Heaton means high settlement or a high place. It means high settlement. That is exactly what Heaton means. And at the same time, around Yom Kippur, you have multiple shutdowns happening in England and in the United States. So this Jewish temple was shut down. More security was brought in, to synagogues around England because of what happened. In America, the government is shutting down. This is happening on the Day of Atonement. It's happening on a day where there's supposed to be repentance. And the enemy has gone out to hunt on this day. He's gone out to hunt in the midst of this in order to shed blood on an altar, because the kingdom of darkness is powered by altars. And if the kingdom of darkness wants to advance, to take a greater legal right spiritually over a nation, an altar has to be powered and blood has to be shed. And on the holiest day, this is when the enemy does this. And he does this strategically because of what he's about to try to do in England. Not only in England, but the United States of America also. But England was targeted. We are connected to them by the Revolutionary War, because there is a revolution and a revelation that's about to rise up out of these nations, including England. Now, as this is happening in England, in this temple, and you have the government shutdown in the United States of America, you had something that happened days prior to this in New York City. That was a precursor. In the New York City mayor's race, there something happened that pointed a potential pattern. Days before Yom Kippur, Eric Adams falls from the mayor's race. He steps out of the mayor's race. His last name is Adams. Like how Adam fell, like how Adam conceded when he was in the garden, when Adam went and did something he shouldn't have done and he fell, and there had to be repentance. Adam falls, there has to be repentance and then rectification. So a man with the last name Adams in New York City just happens to step out of the mayor's race days before Yom Kippur, repent 911. Right? Adam, repent. Now, this is a warning for New York City to repent in this turn, in this hour, or you will fall. You either repent and turn from the fruit you have eaten, from the delicate dainties you have taken part in, from the spirit of Amalek that you have entertained, or you will fall in this hour. That is a warning to New York City. It is repent 911. New York City is ground zero for 9/11. So when I see this pattern of repent 911, I'm looking at the city. I'm looking at the city about to go under complete attack and fall if they don't repent, because we're seeing repent 911 in the date and what happened yesterday, starting on Yom Kippur. And here we have this New York City mayor's race where a madman has arisen in it who is no friend to Christians or Jews. And he's arisen in this with certain rhetoric. He's arisen in this on this year of 2025. He has arisen. And in the middle of this, Adam steps down right before repent 911. And being that New York City is ground zero for 911, I'm looking at New York City in this too, that New York City is being warned, repent or 911. Repent or there's going to be another 9/11. Repent now, New York City. Turn from this. Throw this shackle off. Overthrow this, or there will be coming. That is a warning to New York City and its leadership in the middle of this. And if Cuomo, I will say this. I will say this publicly. if Andrew Cuomo humbles himself before the Lord, like I believe it was it Joram? Or Jehoram. It was after Jehu. It was the leader that came after Jehu, was rebellious, and then humbled himself before the Lord when he got into trouble. If Andrew Cuomo will humble himself before the Lord publicly in the midst of this, you are going to see a change in that race. If Andrew Cuomo will publicly humble himself before the Lord, you will see a relenting of the judgment that is to come. But he's got to do that. He will not win this in rebellion. He will not win this race in rebellion. The Lord will allow New York City to fall. So if Andrew Cuomo does this, if you humble yourself, you're being told this on Yom Kippur for a reason. Heed the warning. If you humble yourself, the Lord will cause a wind to come in that will change the race. Pride cometh before destruction. Don't go there right now, Andrew Cuomo. Don't go there. Because I'm going to tell you something. You've been given some grace, and I'm going to tell you what grace is. And this is interesting because me and Pastor Rick were talking about this. Grace is the presence of judgment. When grace exists, judgment is there. The same way when storm clouds roll in, the sound of thunder is the announcement that lightning is present. So when it thunders in a storm, that is the announcement to take cover, because the storm is about to hit and lightning's about to strike. It's the same way with grace. Grace is the warning to take cover, because judgment is about to strike. There is a thundering grace on this Yom Kippur that says, repent 911. That's the warning to repent and take cover now. Because the presence of judgment has come, and we should all humble ourselves before the Lord in the middle of this and have the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Because I feel the fear of the Lord on what I'm saying right now. Grace that is present now is the announcement to repent and take cover under the wings of Almighty God, because judgment is present. And that is where we're at right now. Now, I'm going to show you something that happened in Nepal. Now, this will make sense in a minute. I know I'm going to a completely different part of the world, but you have to understand, in the realm of the spirit, there's no time nor distance. Something happens in Nepal that is connected to the coup that is happening in the Democratic Party, that is connected to the spirit of Ishtar attempting to arise. That is connected to all of this. So, October 1st, the beginning of Yom Kippur, this happens in Nepal, which is a high place, by the way. Nepal is pretty high up. It's a high place. Nepal chooses a 2-year-old girl as new living goddess worshipped by both Hindus and Buddhists. Now, stay with me. You're going to see where I'm going with this in just a second here. A 2-year-old girl, chosen as Nepal's new living goddess, was carried by family members from their home in Kathmandu Alley to a temple palace, so a high place temple, during the country's longest and most significant Hindu festival. Iriatara Shaika, at 2 years and 8 months, was chosen as the new Kumari, or virgin goddess, replacing the incumbent. So she overthrows the incumbent, who is considered by tradition to become a mere mortal upon reaching puberty. Just so you know, Kamala Harris's middle name, Devi, means goddess. Just keep that in mind, because she's being overthrown by another who's raising up the ranks right now. Okay, Nepal is a high place. This child, this innocent, precious child that they were doing this horrible thing to, is 2 years and 8 months. 2 years, 8 months, which is 2028, which happens to be our next election. this spirit is on the move in the earth, and it's going to attempt to raise up another woman. It is announcing itself from a high place in Nepal, choosing a child conveniently that is 2 years and 8 months old, 28, to announce its rise within the earth, as we are watching in the United States of America a coup happen within the Democratic Party where Kamala Devi Harris, goddess, in a way, they're looking to swap her out and overthrow an incumbent that ran for president last time for AOC, who is younger and on the rise. Now, this gets even more interesting. Trishna Shakia, 11, she was the one who was the former goddess. At 3 years old, she was chosen. So my point is, this ceremony hasn't happened in 8 years. And this ceremony happens on the day of Yom Kippur. Why? Because the enemy is making an announcement on the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement, not only of blasphemy, but that he is raising up. He's making the announcement within the earth that he's going to raise up another woman to attempt to take that high place for 2028, because this child is 2 years and 8 months old. And this other child that is coming out happens to be 11. The date this happens, 10-1-2025, 9-11 equals 9-11. 10 plus 1 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 equals 9. This ceremony hasn't happened in 8 years and just happens to on Yom Kippur, with a child chosen of 2 years, 8 months old in a high place in a temple in Nepal. In the month, by the way, where at the end of this month happens to be Halloween as well, this is not a coincidence that this happened. This is a 911 warning too. The enemy has just made a very serious announcement. And that spirit, like Ishtar, that spirit of Ishtar has made an announcement of its ascension again, has announced its intentions for 2028, has announced the overthrow of the incumbent to bring in somebody younger. This is how the realm of the spirit works. This is how the realm of the spirit works. It is child abuse. That's a horrible thing to do to an, and you need to pray for that little girl and her family, that they come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In fact, Lord, I ask that in the name of Jesus Christ, that this precious little girl that they are doing this to, Father God, who is innocent, who doesn't understand what's happening, Father, I pray she comes to know Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, forsakes every bit of Hinduism, throws off those shackles, Father God, and becomes a proponent for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I pray the same for her family, that their eyes would be open, the scales would fall, they would repent before you for what they have done, and they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, this ruler of the darkness is on the ascension. Within 24 hours, these three things occur. You have this goddess being raised up to remove an incumbent. She's younger, 2 years, 8 months, 28, right? She's being raised up on the same day. Now, I want you to keep this in mind. This is happening in Nepal on a high place in a temple. On the same day of Yom Kippur, and on the same day, the United States federal government shut down and the Democrats are attempting a coup to overthrow incumbents and raise up a younger woman. Same day, different parts of the earth connected in the realm of the spirit. This is how the enemy gets crafty. So then if it happens in another nation, you won't connect it to this nation. You won't think it has anything to do with it. But in fact, there's no time nor distance in the spirit. And it has everything to do with what this spirit wants to rise up in the earth right now. And then, less than 24 hours after these two incidents happened together on the same day, the government shut down on Yom Kippur, this ceremony that hasn't happened in 8 years in Nepal, raising up this new goddess, you have, because when there's a ceremony, when there's a ceremony, the Satan has to power an altar. He has to shed innocent blood in an area where he wants to take territory and advance that spirit. You have the attack at the Jewish temple in England, where there is an outcry of Amalek, where there's a spiritual door open, where there is an Orwellian system going in place, where there is an altar within that temple, where blood is shed to begin to power altars and solidify strategic points within the earth as these ceremonies are going on. You see, this is all connected when you look at it, because you have to look at it from the perspective of the spiritual. This false goddess of Ishtar is going to try again. It's raising up a younger. It's raising up a younger to throw the incumbent Kamala goddess Harris, because Devi is goddess. And this child overthrew an incumbent that was older than her. And this all happens on the Day of Atonement as a mockery of Almighty God and an announcement from the kingdom of darkness that they are dropping the gauntlet. They are dropping the gauntlet. They have just done ceremonies on Yom Kippur to attempt to solidify their plans for 2028. And Miss AOC is from New York as well. Repent, 911, New York. I don't know how much clearer it could get. And this is how the Lord exposes the plans of the enemy, the patterns and the timelines, so we as the church can be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and seasons, getting ahead of it, interceding so we can break it in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, now that this is being exposed, we got to get ahead of it. This is why the Lord exposes these things, so we can get ahead, intercede, and pray. And I give all glory to God, because I wouldn't see this on my own if it wasn't for Almighty God allowing me the ability to see it. Now, lastly, what we're going to do very fast, I want to give this warning too. Now, I'm giving this because I would like to see Turning Point USA, and I'm giving this on Yom Kippur for a reason, because I got this days ago and the Lord had me hold on it till now. I want to see them in order and succeeding after this, but I'm going to read scripture as a warning to Turning Point, because this is Repent 911, and you're going to get the connection in a minute, okay? Isaiah chapter 9, verses 9 through 11. 9:11 says, all the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. We'll replace who's fallen with someone better. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on. This whole scripture, this whole block of scripture means, oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. Oh, we had our leaders fall. Oh, we're just going to put better in their place. We're going to build back better. This scripture, this block of scripture, Isaiah 9, 9 through 11, was utilized by Tom Daschle, the Senate leader, on the Senate floor or the floor of Congress right after 9/11 occurred. He stood there and he read that. And that is a defiance in the face of God. It's not a humbling before God. And the nation didn't humble itself. The United States didn't humble itself in the midst of that happening. And the Freedom Tower is partly evidence of that. I'm telling you, watch that tower. Watch that tower. Now, in the midst of what's happened with Charlie Kirk, it is in the human flesh to say, oh yeah, we're just going to build back better, and we're going to make more chapters, and we're just going to do this. And it's in Turning Point's interest right now to humble itself before the Lord and move forth in that wisdom and not out of the flesh. Otherwise, they are doing what Israel did in these scriptures, and adversaries will be allowed to be raised up because of that. In these scriptures, Israel was still too concerned about covering their rebellion, about raising up somebody better in place, rather than submitting to Almighty God, taking a step back so he could correct, rectify, and reposition them for victory. If Turning Point heeds this and does this, and truly in all humility, repents of any way they've opened doors, of any way they have said, oh yeah, well, we're going to build back better, and truly seeks the direction of Almighty God instead in this, things will turn in the right direction. They should not steer away from the Lord in this, into their flesh and saying, oh yeah, we're going to just replace him. We're just going to replace. That's what Israel did in here. Oh, the bricks have fallen. We're going to replace them with hewn stone, with better. The sycamores have fallen, but we're just going to replace them with cedars right away. That was Israel's response. Wrong response. The Lord can honor, when things like this happen, those that take a step back and say, we really need to seek the Lord, humble ourselves before the Lord, and really pray for direction in this, and not just immediately say, oh yeah, we're going to build back better. That was Israel's response, and the Lord allowed enemies to be raised up and spurred them on, because it was meant for Israel to humble itself in that moment, not just say, we're going to replace with better. And being that they already had a suspicious device detonated outside another event in Utah because there was a bomb threat, allegedly, so soon after what occurred, I suggest that they go read Isaiah 9, 9 through 11. The entire board of Turning Point goes and reads this and takes, in all humility, on Yom Kippur, a step back for the moment, repents of any way they have allowed discord, they have allowed corruption, they have allowed things in that they shouldn't have allowed, and truly seek the direction of the Lord in where they need to go, not just a build back better mentality. So that is a warning I wanted to give on Yom Kippur. And the Lord is giving them a grace. Remember, the presence of grace is the warning of judgment. There's a grace here. He's giving it. And I suggest they heed it. In the middle of this. And the Lord always warns, because he's a graceful, merciful, long-suffering, absolutely good God. And so this is why it's being given. And this is where I'm going to leave that for the moment. Very quick. We have some things to announce, so please stay on, because this is like quite profound things happening. Eric Trump is coming on tomorrow live at 3:30 on Ark of Grace with Clay Clark. Now, what's so incredibly, and this is being dropped in my spirit right now, incredible about this, Eric Trump last year came on Ark of Grace on Yom Kippur. Last year, Eric Trump came on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And this year he's coming on we didn't plan it this way, the day after Yom Kippur. There is something to that. There is something to that I think Eric has to explore as well. So Eric Trump on tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time, live on Ark of Grace. Clay Clark will be with him. We'll be discussing quite a few things on that podcast, so please tune in. October 17th, mark your calendars, night of prayer for the nation, the Trump administration. We're going to pray for the Kirk family some as well, starting at about 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have speakers confirming by next week. We're going to begin to announce the speaker lineup. We have some incredible people that are joining us for this night of prayer. So mark your calendars, October 17th, night of prayer. Here we go. You know, not long after Yom Kippur, to be honest. So this is a good time to do it. Praise God. Last year, we actually did it. October 27th was the night of prayer. And this year here, we find ourselves again in October doing a night of prayer on the 17th, separated, interestingly enough, by 10 days. And the 10 days of awe separate Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. So interestingly enough, on that. So please join us. We're going to be live. It's going to be amazing. Brace for impact. I have to tell you, I did not know how prophetic this title was going to be when the Lord encouraged me to pick it, but it is available for pre-order on Amazon. If you go to arcofgrace.org and scroll down, it's right on the front. You can click on the link and you can go pre-order it. I'm going to read to you something. You know when you get those texts from 8802? It's like a Republican organization on your cell phones, at least, you know, it on mine it's that. Well, I got a text this morning at 10:13 a.m., and let me just show you what the top of it says. Brace for impact. Brace for impact. Now tell me that's not wild. So you can go and pre-order it. It is coming out in April. I understand if you want to wait till then, but we just want to make that available to you. Also, my husband, Chris, on Monday is turning 60. He's turning the big 6-0. And so it's a big birthday for him. And so I wanted to wish my husband publicly a very, very happy birthday. You're probably going to see him on with me tomorrow with Eric Trump. He really wants to come on for that. And Eric and Clay are always so gracious about that, which I very much appreciate. But he is turning 60 on Monday. So it is a pretty big deal. And so I just wanted to wish him a very, very happy birthday. And God bless him, and we love him. And so I just wanted to say that as well. Also, you could go to arcofgrace.org/events. We did announce last time the ark is moving. We are moving the entire ark. In the next few months, we are actually picking the ark up and physically moving to a new land, new property, where we're going to be able to have our events for the sanctuary right on that property, where you will all be able to come and meet the animals of Ark of Grace Sanctuary and our staff. The Lord opened this incredible door for us. It is a huge undertaking in faith. But we are moving. And so if you go to arcofgrace.org/events, there are ways you can help. And so it has, you can see that they have, we have our address, we have other ways you can help on there. And if you would like to go do that, we do have to build pens from scratch. We do have to build accommodations for the animals. So we do have to do all of that, but it's going to be so much better for them. And my husband's going to be minutes from his family. So it is amazing what the Lord is doing, and we just praise him for it as we go forth. And I'm trying to think, there's other things in the events section you can look at as well. Also, just two more things before we end for tonight. Andrew Sorcini, we're going to put these up real quick. This is Andrew from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He has our Cyrus coin as well. And so you can actually call and ask him for that Cyrus coin. He says to call anyway. Yep, don't worry about the minimum. He says he wants to help our Ark of Grace family. So text Andrew at 310-433-3524, or you can email Andrew at bh-pm.com. He deals with gold and silver, gold IRAs. Him and his team are very knowledgeable, and we very appreciate how much they bless our Ark of Grace family. And Givaderm. This is Givaderm. It is plant-based, all-natural food for your face skincare made by women that absolutely love the Lord. My husband uses it now, too. He absolutely loves it. My favorites are Uplift, the eye cream. Their body lotion is incredible as well. So if you would like to try Givaderm or buy it as a gift for someone, it makes an incredible gift as well. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. You can use that every single time you buy it. We absolutely love the ladies of Givaderm. So that's it for tonight. We're ending now. So we thank you for joining us tonight on this Yom Kippur kind of emergency broadcast that we did. And we will be on tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Eric Trump. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms on the screen. We want to encourage you in the word as we leave, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Incorporate that into your prayer life. Hebrews 11, an incredible chapter on faith, and Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. The word of God is living and active. We have to activate it. We have to use the capabilities of the sword of the spirit that we have been given. So thank you, everyone. Thank you to our team for coming on and our moderators. We so appreciate it. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will be back on tomorrow. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless.